The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi besties, welcome back to Trying Not to Care. It's your girl, Ashley. So apparently I have been using my microphone wrong this entire time and I didn't know until I uploaded a video of me using my microphone and my boyfriend was like, babe, you are such a big dummy, you're using it wrong. So hopefully, I'm using it right now, so hopefully this sounds better, but maybe it'll sound worse. Maybe I have been using it wrong, but it was sounding kind of good. I don't know. We'll see. But I'm using it correctly. Also, if you're listening to this on Spotify, Anchor, or Apple, I also am now doing the podcast on YouTube if you like to see a visual. So we have that going for us now. But I appreciate wherever you listen to the podcast. And let's just dive into today's episode. We all have goals or things that we want in our life, even just things that we wish we could buy or we wish that we could have that we don't have in our possession in the present moment. And it's very normal for us to want instant gratification. And that's why it feels so damn good when you get a fuck ton of likes on Instagram or your video on TikTok goes viral overnight. It feels good to be reassured and validated for your work or validated for just who you are as an individual. When you're doing good in life and you're making a good amount of money and you're actively working towards your goals and things are just working out in your favor, it's really easy not to focus on what others are doing because you're so focused on you and what's going right in your life. But when things aren't looking up for you and you keep running into dead ends and you're not making the amount of money that you want, you aren't working the job that you want, you aren't living the life that you want, you just aren't where you'd like to be in life, it's easy for our eyes to shift to someone else who does have all of that right now and beat ourselves up for all the things that we are lacking and we become bitter about it. I've spoken about this on the podcast before. I don't know what episode, but I know we've talked about comparing yourself to others and their life and their progress. It's almost inevitable, especially when everyone is posting every aspect of their lives online. And for the most part, people are only posting their good parts of their life, their highlight reel of their lives. They're posting about their relationship, how they just got engaged, how they got a new job, how they got a new house, how they're having babies, how they're working with your favorite brands. And you're just like, okay, wow, I suck. And I have definitely been there. There's been times where I'm literally laying in bed, drinking a coffee, trying my fucking hardest to just get up and get shit done that I need to get done. And I can't. And I see people posting their morning routine at 7 a.m. and I'm laying in bed at noon like a piece of shit. And just that small thing, just seeing someone be able to function in a healthy way will literally send me into a spiral. And I start nitpicking every little thing about me that's bad, everything that I suck at, everything that I haven't achieved yet because I procrastinate. Because I have anxiety, because some days my body does not want to function like some other 20-something-year-old bodies want to function. I think it's safe to say that when you're feeling this way, jealousy is an easy feeling to feel towards others, envy towards others' success, even resentment towards others' success. You're doing all of this work and you have these goals and these milestones that you want to achieve, but it feels like your work goes unnoticed and it feels so hard for you and it looks so much easier for everyone else. One thing that you need to remember is all you ever see, all you ever know is the work that you do and the time and energy that you put into things. It's easy to see someone go viral and say that their success happened overnight because you don't get to see the 10 years prior of work that they did to get to where they've been. You don't get to see all the work that went into what made them successful. I feel like this happens a lot with singers. They have a song that gets really popular and blows up and everyone's like, oh, they're only good because they have this one song. They're only where they are because they got lucky. And you kind of just dismiss and disregard all of their other albums and all their other work that they've done for the past like 20 years that got them to where they are now to be able to create the song that you love. You don't get to see the backstory of everyone. You don't get to see what someone goes through or had to go through to get where they had to be. Even if you're not happy with where you are at this current moment, there could be someone out there who is looking at you and thinking, wow, I wish I was where they are, or I wish I had what they have. Even if that's the job that you hate right now, that sucks. Someone else might want that. Think about how you got to have the job that you have now. It didn't just happen. There had to be some type of action to get you to where you are now. That person didn't get to see everything that went in to get the shitty job that you don't like. They only see this person has something that I want that I don't have right now. Now, think about how much that would suck if that person, or honestly everyone who's looked at your success and looked at what you have, would hold that against you. Instead of looking at you and your accomplishments and being proud of you and admiring you, they're bitter and resentful towards you for having those things. That's a real thing that a lot of us do towards other people, especially people that we love and we care about and we should be supporting. We sometimes can get so wrapped up in the things that we don't have and we have the glass half empty mindset that we don't allow ourselves to be happy for others because we look at it as something that if someone else has something, that means I'm lacking something. And sometimes we have the mindset of when someone is doing good, I am doing bad. And when someone is successful, that means I am failing. And that is such fucking bullshit, and that needs to change. If you have that mindset right now, that needs to change. When you are not allowing yourself to be proud of other success and you are resentful towards them, that means there is something within you that needs to be resolved. And I say that with my full fucking chest because I've been there and I have felt that, and I can say with confidence the reason that I was feeling that way was because I was so unhappy with my life and was so insecure with money and my job that when I saw others who embodied that and had the things that I wanted, rather than uplifting them and vocalizing that I admired them and I was proud of them, I held this negative energy inside of my body. And I was angry that they had these things, and I had this mindset that if they're winning, I'm losing. To think that if others are winning, I'm losing is just not it. We're not playing poker. This is life. There is so much opportunity out there. There is so much abundance to go around, an infinite amount. If your friend gets a raise at work, that doesn't mean there's no opportunity for you to also get a raise or make money somewhere else. Having this mindset is as simple as thinking, well, if this person gets their license, then I could never get my license. And it doesn't make sense. And it doesn't make sense because it's incorrect. When someone does well, all it means is they're doing well and it has nothing to do with you. Them succeeding does not mean that you're failing. One of the biggest things that we need to do is stop making everything about ourselves. People can exist without it being about you. People can do things and be things, and it has nothing to do with you. It is not a personal attack on you or your character or what you've done right or wrong in life. As I said before, think about how badly it would feel if everyone you knew resented you for doing well. That would blow. That would suck. That would make you not want to continue doing those things. You would want to shut down and stop working towards your goals if everyone made you feel shitty about them. You wouldn't be proud of the things that you've accomplished, and you wouldn't want to share any of your success with anyone because every time you vocalize that you're doing well, they would just shut you down and be like, well, no, fuck you. And that would suck. You don't want to feel bad about doing well in life. Now think, do you want to make others feel like that? Do you want to make others feel like shit? Do you want to make people in your life feel that way and feel that what they're doing isn't worth celebrating? It isn't worth being proud of? Fuck no, right? If you love someone, you support them. And the funny thing is, the more that you support others, the more that they will support you. It's literally law. I don't know how many of you that listen to the podcast are spiritual, but I am. And I'm constantly learning about my spirituality and I'm constantly learning about the universe. And one of the laws of the universe relating to this topic is the law of giving and receiving. The law of giving and receiving is exactly what it sounds like. It's give and take. So basically, in order for things to flow, they need to be in balance. Nothing in life is ever static. Everything is constantly moving, or it needs to be. And the example that made the most sense to me is the blood in your body. So your blood constantly needs to be circulating. So if something were to happen, like a blood clot, and would cut it off, well, that would not be fucking good. Your blood constantly needs to be circulating to keep you alive. And that's exactly how everything else is in life too. It needs to be flowing and it needs to be in balance. So with money, for example, if you want more money, you need to be willing to spend the money. You can't just hoard it all in your bank account. If everyone were to do that, no one would have any because it's not circulating. Does that make sense? So in order to receive good things, you need to give good things. If you want good energy, you need to give good energy. If you want support, you need to give support. It's the basis of karma. What goes around comes around. Okay, sorry. I need to take a little coffee break. I try my best not to drink coffee while I'm speaking on the podcast just because my glass straw is so loud. But my mouth gets so dry, so I had to do it. Okay, sorry. But I promise you, allowing yourself to be happy for others and their success and not allowing it to take away from your experience will make your life so much less stressful. And also, I know you don't want to hear this, but lifting up other people feels so good. Letting people know that you recognize their time and their energy, and in doing that, they will see that there's no competition with you and on their behalf, and they will feel that they can openly support you too. So once you realize that their win is not your loss, things will be so much more enjoyable for not only you, but everyone else around you, because you won't be bitching all the time about how things don't work out in your favor and everyone else gets what they want and you don't. I know it feels that way sometimes, that things are always working out for everyone but you. But one thing that you learn when you're learning about the universe and learning to better understand our lives and our purpose is it's always working out in your favor. Everything in your life is meant for you. Even when it seems like the worst possible thing, it's still meant for you and for the larger picture of your life. Everything that you've been through and everything that you will go through is preparing you for what's next. You might not fully know yet, but there always is a purpose. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. And if you're lucky enough to know what that purpose is now, find comfort in knowing every bump in the road and every path that you've been on is leading you to where you're meant to be and who you're meant to be. Everyone is meant for something, and what's meant for you will not pass you. And with that being true for everyone, there should be no competition, because what's meant for them is meant for them, and what's meant for you is meant for you. When something is meant for someone else, you can't take that away from them. You can sabotage or try to derail their path, but it's meant for them. It will always find their way back to them. I was reading one of my favorite books. I actually have it right here with me. I'm going to show people that are watching on YouTube. And it's called Ask and It's Given. And I read part of it. And I already knew I wanted to talk about this topic. But when I read this part in the book, it made so much sense to me. It said something along the lines of, it's not possible for someone else to receive the things that are meant for you. And you can't selfishly take away anything that's meant for someone else. So when someone that you know has something that you want, you could be pissy, you could be bitter about it, but at the end of the day, you can't do anything about that, and you can't sabotage their success, because no matter what, if it's meant for them, it will always be theirs, whether it's now or in a couple years. And the same thing goes for you. If you want something and you don't have it right now, if it's meant for you, it will come for you, whether that's in a few days, a few months, a few years. You can't control specifically when, but if it's meant for you, it's going to find you. You can't make things happen until they're ready to happen, but you should find peace in knowing that if it is yours, it'll never slip away. It's always going to come to you. I think I gave this example in my manifesting episode, if you want to check that out. But if you want something and you know you're never going to not want this something, and you visualize it and you could feel the feeling of having that thing, there's nothing in this life that will stop you from having it. It's the same thing as when you order something online and you know it's coming. You don't ever for a second think, oh, I'm not going to get this package. When you order something and you purchase it, it's yours. You're owed that package. You paid for it. It's the same thing with your manifestations. It's the same thing with anything that you want in this life. Start thinking about the things that you want in your life and shift the focus away from what others have and what you don't, and start focusing on what you have and what you're working on bringing in, and you will be so much happier and things will come to you so much easier. With all of that being said, this week's assignment, I want you, anytime you find yourself comparing you or your life or what you have or what you don't have to someone else, and you find yourself feeling jealous, you feel yourself being envious, angry, I want you to write down or write it in your notes app. Write how you're feeling. Write every emotion that you're feeling and write why you think you feel this way and try to resolve why you feel this way. Because once you figure out why you feel this way, you can then go and write down what it is that's stopping you from also achieving or having this thing that you want. And then you can go and write about what you're going to do and what steps you're going to take to work towards also obtaining this thing or this life that this person has that you feel like you don't have right now. It is a little bit of shadow work, but shit doesn't work unless you do. So go off and do that if you feel that way at some point this week. I know that I still feel this way and I have no shame in, you know, saying that. It's very normal for you to feel that way. And yeah, so go off and do that. Work your little tail feather off, babies. And thank you so much for listening and watching today's episode. If you want to follow me on my socials, my Instagram is at Ashley Corbo, and we have the podcast at Trying Not the Number 2 Care Podcast on Instagram and on TikTok. And I've been uploading YouTube videos of the podcast to my YouTube channel. You can find that also on the podcast bio. I have it linked there. And yeah, thank you so much for listening. If you could, please give Trying Not to Care a 5-star rating on whichever platform you listen to it on. It really does help me out and I appreciate it. And I love you so much as always. Thank you again. And I will talk to you next week. I love you, besties. I did a little extra kiss for my listeners and watchers on YouTube. So if you're listening to this on YouTube, love you. I love you guys too. Okay, bye.